advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it, and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flies.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Clout. The Colossus of Clout.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, or you just want to brag about an item that you've had for 50 years or whatever, give us a call. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in a current Huggins and Scott auction. The bidding ended Thursday night on the August Huggins and Scott auction. So we've got a lot of pricing that items ended at, some interesting stuff. Bill, I have to start off with some of the 1933 Gaudi signed cards that you had in that auction. That was really incredible. I would imagine there's never been that big of a group of individual signed 1933 Gaudi cards. And I like the way you guys listed them, too. For instance, the Babe Ruth, the card was graded as good by Huggins and Scott with a 6 signature. That went for $27,000. Wow. Was the final bid on it. Jimmy Fox, an excellent card grade with a 7 signature, $5,700. Eddie Collins, $8,300, excellent card with a 6-7 signature. Earl Clark, who isn't a big name, but he's a tough signature, went for $13,750, VGX card 8-9 signature. He died in a car crash in 1938 at the age of 30. So that might be the only one that's even out there that's been signed by him. Rogers Hornsby, $4,500. Another interesting story, Archie Vaughn went for $5,500. It was an EX card with an 8 signature. I had heard of Archie Vaughn, but I didn't know much about him, so I looked it up. He also had died at a younger age. He died at the age of 40 in 1952. I guess when he retired, he was big into fishing, and he was on a fishing boat with a friend of his. Supposedly, the friend stood up in the boat. The boat capsized, and they both drowned.
A way to go.
I know. Isn't that something? Now, he was really good. He was a 9-time All-Star, batting champ in 1935. But listen to this. 162-game average, 9 homers, 83 RBIs, 11 steals, 318 batting average. For his career, a 406 on-base percentage. Wow. The new stat guys would love his stats. In 1935, for the Pirates, Archie Vaughn hit 385, 19 homers, 99 RBIs, 4 steals, a 491 on-base percentage, and a 190 OPS plus.
So, talking about solid.
Yeah, he was a great player. So that was kind of interesting. I'd heard the name, I really never knew that story about him. So, Bill, were you surprised at some of the prices, or were you thinking that they pretty much go where you were thinking on some of those single-signed cards from the 1933 Gaudis?
Well, like you were saying, there were several of them that I think they were the first ones ever offered, so there was really nothing to compare them to. The Earl Clark, I think there was another guy, his last name was Bissell or Bishop or something. There were several of them that nobody could find another 33 Gaudi that had been, you know, signed and then offered for public auction before that. There may be a couple in private collections. But, yeah, no, there were quite a number of them there that kind of wowed us with numbers and stuff like that. So the consignor, I think, was very, very happy.
Boy, you would think when, I don't know what the grand total came out for all of them, but it had to be up there pretty good. Guys like Epa Rixey did $3,300. And yeah,
Chalmer Kissel went for $5,500.
Kissel, yeah,
wow.
Maybe that was his first or second one out there. Yeah, so really something. So if you have any 1933 Gaudi sign cards sitting around in the basement or whatever.
Check your attics, check your floorboards.
You yeah, know. Right. That leads into what we were talking about last week. We're about grading vintage cards, grading the autographs, whether PSA and SGC do that as a service. And I called them both up, and they actually do that. Where we were saying, you know, where the big thing has always been how bold the signature is on a vintage signed card. And a lot of times guys would get them on lower grade cards. So, I mean, that was pretty typical. But like PSA, for instance, they have the dual service, starts at $25 for values under $100, where they grade the card, they grade and authenticate the autograph, and they slab them. Cards that are worth $100 to $2,000, it's $40, which it really isn't bad to do that.
It's reasonable.
Yeah. So the gentleman who had sent some of his cards in, we sent him to Huggins and Scott for the October auction, where he had some nice cards, but he had a really beautiful Roger Maris 60s signed card, and I think a real nice Sandy Koufax. I think that he was thinking of keeping them, but he's going to send those to PSA or SGC. SGC did the same thing. I think it started at $10, but premium signers like Maris are $50 plus $5 for the grade and authentication. And, you know, so it was like $60 for them on some of the premium guys, but really not bad. And if you're keeping something, having the card graded, then that's preserved. And then you've got the autograph grade on there also. So yeah, kind of interesting that they do it. Beckett Vintage Grading also does it, but the guy was so obnoxious that I was talking to, I'm not even going to mention that they do it and wouldn't recommend. I mean, I don't know if he thought I didn't know Roger Maris had died and he was being a jerk.
Really?
Or if he just didn't know Roger Maris had died and he was dumb. But either way, I didn't want to deal with him after talking to him. And I had told all three of these that I was going to talk about him on the radio show, and PSA and SGC couldn't be more helpful.
Yep.
This guy was like, I was bothering him. I was like, okay.
He forgot that he's in the service industry. You know,
I think
when you're serving people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I would never send him one there. I'll tell you that after that one. Craig from Chicago's on the line. What do you have there, Craig?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
Morning.
I have a Michael Jordan Wings poster.
Ooh, those are nice.
Yeah. Michael signed it in 95, but I have not had it authenticated, but I know I watched him do it.
Oh, well, that's the best, actually, if you know you saw him sign it. That's cool.
Right. But it's so big, I have it mounted and framed.
That must have cost a bundle to get that baby framed.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, but I figured it's worth it.
Yeah, that looks cool.
Should I wait for a show to be out at the Stevens Center and bring it out there? Or what's the best way to get something that big authenticated? And then what's it worth now? And once it's authenticated, how much does that drive the price up?
Well, Bill, what you want to answer his questions? Are you familiar with the Michael Jordan Wings poster, real long black and white poster where he's got his wingspan stretched out with his arms stretched out?
And he's holding like a basketball in each hand or something, I think.
Yeah, he might be, actually. Is he palming?
Yep.
Yeah.
I know we've sold those in our auction before. I don't remember. I'd have to have my guys do a little research, but I am pretty sure we've sold that before in our auction. I don't know when and what it sold for, but as far as, getting it, what it's worth, Craig, unauthenticated and authenticated, unauthenticated, you're just going to be very limited on anybody who's going to be interested in it. Authenticated, I would think the thing could bring a couple $1,000 or more on its best day.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, that might be in that range at this time. His where his autographs, where he's in a Bulls uniform. And you, now, can you? You probably can't see his Bulls uniform in that, just maybe the top of it. But his autograph stuff is really hot right now. Everything of him is his old Fleer cards, his star cards.
Yeah, I found the auction on Huggins and Scott back in 2012. A signed Wings poster went for about $700.
Yeah, I think it would be. I think it would be more than that now. Yeah, I think it probably double that would be more likely of what it might go for. And you definitely, as far as selling it, Bill, it needs to be authenticated. Although, if you're keeping it, there's no better way to get an autograph authenticated than you seeing the guy. But you have to be able to prove to the rest of the world that it's an authentic autograph, which is, it's kind of like a catch-22, but it's a necessary evil, really. Because there's so many, the forgers of the world have messed things up for the rest of the world on that. In the fact that you have to pay so much to get things authenticated, but that's just the way it's gone. But that's a neat item. I love that. Where did he sign it? I mean, is it bold and clearly visible, the signature?
Yeah. Actually, you can see the top of the Bulls jersey, like top third.
Yeah.
And then he signed it off to the left below the basketball.
Okay.
Just says, best wishes, Michael Jordan.
Now, that would be almost impossible, still framed, to send to Huggins and Scott, right, Bill? I mean, how would you get you know what I mean? That would cost a
You'd have to find one of these delivery services.
I've sent
out a few of those poster sizes. I could certainly do that if necessary.
Wouldn't that be a lot of money, though, to ship it to Washington, D.C.? I mean, I don't know when it. Now, if you have a $100,000 item, okay, and the shipping cost is, it makes sense. But if the item's somewhere in the $1,000 to $2,000 range, I don't know.
I think Bill could speak to that more than I.
Yeah,
could,
what would
Bill.
You think on? Does that ring a bell? What maybe the shipping charge was it in the past on that, Bill?
I don't remember, guys. That would be a Chris question.
Yeah, we could look into it for you though, Craig and. Yeah, but it might be up there pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. You know, and I have various autograph collections. I get a lot of the cards, Chris Bryant and such. And my plan is just to leave them to my kids and let them do what they want with them. And that Jordan one's certainly the most expensive thing I own.
So now you've always gotten all your stuff in person, too?
No, the card, you know, I purchased the cards that they various companies have now that are pre-autographed. That's, you don't have to authenticate those.
Where they come out of the pack signed. Yeah, those are good.
Yeah, those are good because, you know, you have to trust the I got Michael's autograph in 95 in Sarasota. I produced commercials for a living, and this was a McDonald's commercial, and they said, you got to go to Sarasota. That's where Michael is. And so off we went. And we had David Falk was also in this commercial, and that really put Michael at ease, having David Falk there, who was a great guy. So he was very friendly. I've done commercials with a lot of celebrities. That's the first and last athlete that intimidated me. I was like, holy crap, there he is.
Now, did you save any other memorabilia from the commercials or any other items that you got while producing the commercials from celebrities?
As a matter of fact, a Air Jordan shirt that Michael wore in this commercial I have tucked away.
What do you think of that,
Bill? I
obviously
have a copy of the commercial. And then just nothing in particular, but I shot with Dan Marino. He signed a couple cards for me, which I got authenticated. Ken Griffey Jr. Sean Kemp, who showed up 8 hours late for the shoot.
Bill, what do you think now? If let's say he wanted to sell the original video of the commercial and the shirt that Jordan wore in that commercial, do you think that has value? Would that be worth auctioning, or is that just kind of a cool thing with not a lot of value?
It may be more of the latter than the former. It depends on what type of shirt it is. Did he sign it? And
is there only one of those shirts made? If there was, then there's no possibility of another one. Mm-hmm. So
it's an Air Jordan Nike shirt, red and white. It just says Air Jordan, and I didn't get him to sign that, but it's a nice shirt.
It looked good on the wall at T-Crown, I can tell you that.
Well, maybe I'll bring it down and show you guys.
Yeah,
put it with the Wings poster and send it all as a lot to Bill Huggins. And yeah, you know.
Very cool. All right, well, thanks for the call, Craig. We're already up time for a short break here. The first segment has flown by here. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a nice prize package. The winner last week didn't get in touch with Vince, so we still have a 26 Upper Deck Goodwin Champions box and a 2016 Panini Certified Football box is the prize package, over $150 worth of boxes. I don't know who it is, but one of the Olympic winners has autographs in that Goodwin Champions. Huh. Also, LeBron and Jordan have autographs and memorabilia in there. It's
absolutely
a great box to open
nice
up.
Product.
So give us a call, 312-332-3776, if you have a question about the value of an item. And hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value, and you'll get in the drawing for a nice prize package, a 2016 Upper Deck Goodwin Champions box and a 2016 Panini Certified Football box. And we're also going to mix in prices of some of the Huggins and Scott auction items that sold in the August auction where the bidding ended on Thursday night. We'll mix in some things that we had. When people bring items into Triple Crown in Naperville during the week, either where I'm going to send them in to Huggins and Scott for auction or just want to show me, if I mention them on the show, you get in the auction or you get in the drawing also. For instance, now here's one. I can picture Jonathan's whole family sitting around the radio last week, and then they were all disappointed because I didn't get the Ali print, okay? This is the coolest thing, where Jonathan was on a plane trip next to Muhammad Ali. They were talking throughout the flight, and Ali was doing something on a paper through the whole thing. And when the flight ended, it was, I guess, a cross-country flight. Ali hands it to him. It's like a big picture of a boxing ring with a crowd around it in colors and signed by Ali. And he had, I think he said it was, he told Jonathan that it was Frazier and Ali in the ring. They were stick men, but there was a pile of blood underneath Frazier, and he goes, that's Frazier, that one there. So anyway, I think that's going to go in the October Huggins and Scott auction, Bill. So, and Jonathan's family, I hope they're all listening again this week, because I felt really bad that they were sad last week that I didn't get to, but we get a lot of stuff.
You tweeted that pic out there, right?
So yeah. That's, oh yeah. It's a really cool, neat picture. Absolutely. So yep, that'll be interesting to see what that does in the auction. And we'll
Tom,
get to
how big is that thing? You sent a picture of it.
Yeah. I think it's an 8.5 by 11. He said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So should be interesting.
Yeah.
That could be another thing that actually came through. That's going to be in the October auction. I sent this in, this week. Jeffrey stopped by with his Elvis Presley signed photo, a black and white photo. If that's not secretarial, if that's actually Elvis Presley who signed it, it's a beautiful signature. I tweeted a picture of that a few days ago. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. You gotta look at that photo. That's gonna be in the October Huggins and Scott auction, along with two publicity photos that, and that story is so awesome. He was in high school in 1962, working part-time for a print shop. I guess the guy in charge of the print shop knew one of Elvis's guys. Elvis's guys needed work done. They got it done quickly for him. And Jeffrey's boss comes in like a couple weeks later. Jeffrey, I thought I told you not to get calls from your friends here at work. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. He's like, well, you can answer this one. And picks up the phone. Yeah, thank you very much. It's Elvis is on the line. Ask him if he needs anything. He sent him a signed photo and the two publicity photos. The whole package went together to Huggins and Scott. So it'll be interesting to see what it does.
Yep.
But we got callers waiting. Let's get to Kevin from Glen Ellen. What do you have there, Kevin?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What do you have? What's up?
Well, I don't have it, but Mark Silverman of ESPN 1000 has this, and I've always wondered what it would be worth.
Oh, really? Are you friends with Sylvie?
No, but I feel like I am because I listen. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you do kind of get that feeling, don't you?
Yeah, you guys too, so way to go.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so he's got these game used from the Jordan flu game. He's got the gel pack Gatorade things they used to sell. And somehow he ended up, you know, swiping them from, like, you know, Jordan, like, threw them away, and he took them. Sylvie got him?
Really? I've never heard them tell this story. We've got to we have to get some info from him if he'd be willing to write a letter. And I don't know. He probably won't want to auction that, will he?
He just talks about, like, having him, you know, framed in his man cave.
Oh, yeah. See, that is really cool. I like that better than his Wheaties boxes and old shoes that he has in his collection. Bill, what do you think? If you 100% ironclad proof that that's what it was from the flu game. Is that even...
He knows it's true.
So yeah,
he swears it is.
Billy, what do you think?
Gosh, I don't know. I would think we have a limited audience on this.
I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how that did. I think I'm gonna put a good price tag on that one. That's a cool item. The flu game was such a classic game. Yes. I'll never forget the picture of Pippen kind of helping Jordan off the court there, and then he went out and made a couple more shots, you know. Yep. Joe from Ingleside's on the line. What do you have there, Joe?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
I got a bobblehead doll that was a McDonald's recall of Brian Urlacher, signature to the box.
So it was a McDonald's recall. Why, do you know why they recalled it?
Because there was iron in the paint, and I never returned it.
Really? So it's signed by Urlacher. Bill, have you run signed bobbleheads very often? Does it have to be like an older guy, like an older bobblehead, or do you think that has much value? 100, 200 maybe?
Yeah, I'm guessing it may be something to hold on to for a little bit longer. I'm not familiar with this recall thing.
I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, I can't find anything on it on the internet. So.
Yeah, what was that a few years ago, I think? I vaguely remember that happening where they did have the recall on those.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's pretty cool. Definitely has some potential long-term, too, if somehow there's more publicity that comes out on the whole deal, too, that wouldn't hurt. And Urlacher, maybe at the time when he's not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you know he's going to be in the Hall of Fame whenever he's up for the voting. Okay, next on the line we have Tom from Kankakee. What's new, Tom? What do you have?
I've got good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I've got a ball that my aunt gave me because Ernie Banks, his child was at their daycare facility. He had it signed by all the 1970 Cubs. So it's got all the Hall of Famers on there. Including himself, of course, and Ron Santo, and I mean, you name it, Fergie Jenkins, they're all, whoever the 70 Cubs are, I don't have it in front of me at the moment.
Is DeRocher on there too, the manager?
Yep. Yep, Leo DeRocher's on there. Every major person from the team is on it.
I would think that's probably, if they're bold signatures, maybe $300-$400, you think, Bill? Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the same nucleus team that was there in 69.
Yeah.
Certainly the one of the best teams in Cub history.
It is, and one of the more popular ones, and they just are having the voting from on the Chicago Tribune where they're doing it by position each week for the best Cubs team of all time by position and the best White Sox team of all time, and I think Or Williams, Santo, and Banks are all on that team already, you know, from what they've
deservedly
done.
Deservedly so, yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, very good. That'll always have value, without a doubt. Now, if the Cubs, what do you think of this one, Bill? Let's say the Cubs win the World Series this year or next year and win a couple times over the next 5 years. Do people stop caring as much about the 69 Cubs version of players, or are they always going to have a soft spot in Cub fan hearts?
Oh, I think it's just the, I mean, it would be, you know, once a team wins, I think their roots get more popular too. The people start going backwards.
Okay.
Getting stuff. I've seen that happen with, certainly with the Red Sox when they finally won one and stuff like that. And several of those other teams that have finally won a, you know, a World Series. I think when the Giants won, oh, 3 or 4 years ago, it had been quite a while since they won, and all their older stuff has become much more popular.
Oh, that's,
I think,
interesting.
We saw with the Blackhawks here too. The Blackhawks, when they won, you had Nikita and
True.
Hall and
yeah.
Savard, some of the older guys becoming more popular.
Yeah, so. I think what happens.
You gotta win one.
Yeah,
you
when
gotta
they
win one.
When
yep.
they win, I think what happens is all of a sudden there's more fans.
Yep.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
Then the more yes. fans want, you know, it's, want some of the other stuff, but it. There's definitely a bandwagon effect.
Absolutely.
For
and that's okay, though. That's
yeah,
okay.
Why not? I mean, if, you sure. know, when you think about it, sports is for entertainment.
Yep.
It's
yep.
fun and entertainment, so why not have fun with your friends?
Absolutely.
If your friends are fans, go to the game and become a fan.
Right.
What the heck?
Yep.
That's how teams pick up fans,
yep.
new fans.
That's what I did in 2005 for a season, you know. I watched the World Series.
Did you, were you
I
rooting
did.
For the White
yes,
Sox 8 years?
Actually.
Oh,
I
that's
was.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice.
Not out in the open, though.
Yeah, yeah.
For myself.
You didn't tell any of the,
no,
the White Sox fans that you argue with all
I
the
did
time.
Not.
I was just looking at some of the autographs in the 2016 Upper Deck Goodwin Champions. This box is one of the two boxes we're giving away this week. Ben Simmons, the number one draft pick, who's very talented. I've watched a lot of video of him. His speed, he's like 6'8". Yeah. His speed and court vision and passing ability are incredible. He's going to be really fun to watch.
Pure athlete.
His autographs are selling for $800 or more out of there if you get them. Tiger Woods has an expensive. Michael Jordan's got one over $600.
Yeah, Olympic winner Allie Reisman, gymnastics.
Is that okay?
She won the silver in the overall this year. She's in there
all
as
right.
well. Yep.
Does hers go for anything?
Did you... there's a few still going, so
okay,
nothing
yeah.
sold yet. But
Holly Holm is in there. Her stuff goes for a couple hundred dollars.
Who is Holly Holm?
Holly Holm, she beat Ronda Rousey, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's who did it. No,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, so her stuff, at the time that she did that fight a few months ago, I don't even know if there were hardly any autographs of hers in any of that UFC stuff, so her stuff is valuable because there's not a ton out
yep.
there. That was such an upset.
That's what happens when you knock off the champion.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
that's right.
You know,
that's
people
right.
want your stuff.
Leon Spinks is still living off his victory over Ali, I think, you know, where there's you'll still see double signed to those things.
Yep.
And that was,
yep.
I think, didn't Ali break his hand or something in that fight? Something weird happened in that one. Ron from Skokie's on the line. What do you have there, Ron?
I have a, you know, those old etched mirror beer promotional signs. This one is 4 feet by 3 feet. It's the front of Wrigley Field, and it says "Believe or Leave."
Huh? And I mean, who's is it sponsored by? A beer company, like with a logo on there?
I can't remember if it's Old Style or Miller.
Okay, and. That's it. It's not signed or numbered or anything like that. It's just a big mirrored Wrigley Field picture.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's numbered. I know it's not signed.
Yeah, it sounds like something that's in the $100 range to me. I mean, sometimes the big photos of the stadiums, the panoramic photos. I've got that one of the old Comiskey Park
yeah.
hanging up,
yep.
and I actually used to have a Wrigley Field like that. And one of my regular customers bought the Wrigley Field version of that. That was a guy I met. I think it might have been the first Sun Times show, which I don't even think they call them Sun Times shows anymore, in like 88 or 89. And the guy that did that photography was out of Champagne, and he had him there that
oh, really?
Day.
Wow.
And I thought, I was just opening up a store, and I thought, oh, those would look good sure. on the wall. And that one, the old Sox Park is still there. I like that type of thing. But there's not a lot of value, I think, to a mirrored Wrigley Field, don't you think, Bill? Like not a lot of value there?
No, you're right. I think around $100 or so is probably a good estimate on that.
Now, I was looking in the August Huggins and Scott Auction. Were you surprised that the Ovechkin, that seemed like a really high price to me, his first NHL contest, the game-used jersey that he wore in that game, it had an NHL letter of authenticity with it. That went for $12,000. That seemed like a great price to me on that one, that did really well.
Yeah, no, there was a great amount of provenance behind that with the Katrina patch on there and then the invoice that the lady paid for it, which was dated the date that everybody knew the jersey was sold. So it had pretty much impeccable provenance that was the jersey.
That definitely helps when you have that, where the more trust that the bidders have in the validity of the item, the better, the more bids you figure you're going to get. And how about that 1960 Topps Baseball Series 2 unopened cello box, 36 packs, $26,000. Wow. Now, Vince, wow. I don't think you'd even open that one. I think you got to leave that one sealed.
Well, they can rent my opening skills if they want to. I'm available.
Yeah, if somebody wants to buy it and let
you. Right. I'll open it for you.
Boy, it's incredible how well some of that unopened material is doing on the unopened packs. Here's also in that same auction, the 1986 Fleer basketball unopened wax pack, just one pack, but you could tell the Jordan rookie was on top of the pack, $6,700 for that one. And listen to this one, I thought was really high. 1968-69 Opeachy Hockey PSA 8 unopened wax pack, $6,100 for that one pack.
Sweet.
Really, really something else. So now that's
now,
something.
Supposedly, Tom, on that one, there have been only two or three of those encapsulated.
That's wow, man, that's something else. So if you do have any unopened packs or boxes of packs from what, Bill, probably the mid 70s and back, that's something if you're thinking you want to sell it, it's a good time to sell it right now because it couldn't be much hotter than it is right now. Well, it's time for another short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 9. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we've got a nice prize package, a Goodwin Champions box from 2016 and a 2016 Panini certified football box. So give us a call if you have a question. We'll try to answer it, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
It's America's favorite actor, Tom Hanks, and welcome to my book club, where all the books are about war.
That's good.
That's Jonathan Kite. Jonathan Kite was the guy that did the impression of President Obama last week. I don't think I ever mentioned his name. He does some really good impressions. The Double D Boys, Dane and Dave. Dave told me about this guy, played a couple. Boy, did they have a couple of hot days at T-Crown with
the stuff they pulled.
I put pictures up on Twitter, but it's like unbelievable.
A couple of Russell Wilson autos and a Chris Bryant auto.
Yeah, out of these free packs.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. Tom Hanks?
Oh, yeah. You know, Tom Hanks is starring in a movie coming up called Sully. About airplane pilot Chesley Sullenberg, who landed a plane in the Hudson and all passengers survived.
I remember that a couple of years ago, seeing that on the news. They're making a movie about that.
Huh? That's coming up in the next month or two.
Ooh, and that should be
playing
good.
The title character. But if you ever hear the recording of that, it's on YouTube. You just hear like three or four words of Sully saying, "We'll be in the Hudson," and he just calmly just got him in the Hudson and kept everybody safe.
Even at the time, I remember, and they interviewed him shortly after that on the news, his calm about that whole thing.
Yes. And it's
all the people on that plane, he's their hero.
Absolutely.
I mean,
forever,
what he did, the way he handled that was unbelievable.
It's amazing. True hero. True hero.
Oh, that should be a good movie.
Yep.
That one and that movie about Mo Berg's coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's
should be interesting.
That's gonna be awesome.
Mo
Berg
was a character, without a doubt. It'll be interesting to see how they do it. You know, last week I got back from the radio show, and I told my wife I'm going to go out and do a little yard work. Her response was, "Oh no!" It's like, what do you mean, "Oh
really?
No"? What do you think I'm going to do? Like
don't
tear
have
up
that green
the yard?
Thumb, no.
Apparently, she thought maybe I was going to hurt myself, or I think what she really thinks. It was just the funniest response.
Did you have a mishap in the backyard in the years past or something?
Maybe
or,
along the way, I've had some, I don't have a green thumb, I guess you could say.
Clipped her flowers thinking they were weeds or something.
Yeah. Bob from Berwyn's online. What do you have there, Bob?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I have a autographed Game Use All-Star Baseball signed by Derek Jeter. I got it from Louis Soho. I know him. It was the last year he took the MVP for the All-Star game.
Now, did that have the MLB hologram on it?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It's at home. I'm at work right now.
Okay, Bill, what do you think of that? It's an All-Star game used ball signed by Jeter.
It was a foul ball. Not hit by him, but it was used in the game.
Okay. Is that something, Bill? Is Bill, I wonder if Bill got disconnected here. It sounds like he might have. I think really good on that would be MLB now authenticates those items, and they have a computer base with, I think, a few million items on it with a number where you could punch in the number from the hologram, and it would say All-Star Game, whatever the year, game used ball, whoever hit the foul ball. I mean, it goes to all the detail like that on it, and I think if it did have that, that makes the value really good on that ball. If it doesn't have it, it's hard to prove that it's actually an All-Star game used ball. Bill, are you with us? Well, I guess Bill's still not with us. Okay, but I do know that for sure. We had the guy, the MLB authenticator, a couple of years ago as a guest on the show, and they do that at every major league game now. So check that out. See if you have the hologram.
Well, if that's real, there's a few eBay balls. They're asking $600-$700 for a Jeter sign with authenticity. So
that
at least it gives it a range of what people are asking.
Yeah.
For. Nothing is sold for that high.
Game used balls, too, that they were?
Just hand signed. Hand signed. Game used New York Yankees.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They say.
Yeah, very good. That seems to make sense. I was thinking 500 to 1,000 and maybe more Jeter stuff.
Yeah.
There's not a ton out there. And it's expensive, without a doubt. Jeff from Green Bay, Wisconsin's on the line. What's new in Green Bay? How's the Packers looking this year so far?
Well, so far so good, but it's early. You know, it's all about staying healthy in the NFL.
It's early as all Bear fans can say right now after that first preseason game. It's early. That doesn't mean anything. You know, they couldn't block. They couldn't run. They couldn't throw.
And they didn't score a point.
Yeah, but
well, we're happy to hear that up here.
All right, watch it now. We're trying to be civil. Okay.
I have that dump button right next to me. But no,
listen to this, Jeff. We had a listener from Racine. He called me a Triple Crown. I think he was thinking of calling the show about this, but he has a 1967 Packers signed program, including Vince Lombardi. And he actually, I forget how the story went, how he finagled this. I don't know if he was a ball boy or something, but he ended up going to Bart Starr's house, and Ray Nitschke was there, and they all had dinner.
Wow.
And the Packers had lost that game, so he said Nitschke and Starr were kind of down in the dumps, but he got the whole team signed thing.
That's awesome.
Bill, are you there with us yet?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you now. What would you think of a 67 Packers team signed program, I guess, signed by everybody, including Vince Lombardi, and with a story about them crying on the program? What do you think of do you think that breaks 1,000?
Right. I mean, sure. I mean, especially if we can get DNA on the team.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay, now back to Jeff from Green Bay. Jeff, what do you have?
I've got the 69 Tops basketball, the all-rookie pretty much set.
How nice a condition.
Very nice. I've kept them in a box since I was a kid, and I got the all cinder card and plexiglass. So they're in very, very good shape.
Well, next time you're driving around the Chicago area with that set in the trunk, stop by Triple Crown in Naperville, because I don't know if you know this, but in the August Huggins and Scott auction, a PSA 8 graded Lou Alcindor, he was known at that at the time, rookie card in a PSA 8, so that's not even, It's on a scale of 1 to 10. A PSA 8 is really nice, though, but it's not the best grade. Went for $8,600.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So if you have really nice condition, like if you took those right out of the pack and put them into holders, I would say, wouldn't you say, Bill, it's well worth getting some of those keys graded out of that set before you auction
them? Oh, yeah. I mean, that set has rookie cards of lots and lots of players because they hadn't done a set from 62 to 69. So anybody who came up in that era, that's their rookie card.
Yeah. So are you thinking of selling them, Jeff?
Like they say, everything's for sale at the right price. What I was really curious, I always saved anything they gave in the packs, you know, the little freebies. They had a cartoon character of him and Will Chamberlain, and it was a real long, narrow piece of paper that looked like almost like a ruler? Cartoon.
Was it a
ruler?
That's the rulers, right.
Yeah, how do those do now, Bill? Are those hot also? Yeah.
If you get a complete set of those in nice shape, we've sold them around $1,000.
Wow.
Boy.
Okay.
You know where Naperville is, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Bring them by sometime. I'll look them over. We can recommend, you know, what ones maybe should get graded. Send them to Huggins and Scott for the October auction. They'll look at them also and give the final idea to you of, say, okay, we really need to get these 7 cards graded or whatever. But those do great. Those couldn't be hotter than they are right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good. Hope to see you soon.
And you would tweet a pic of those.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the better ones as well.
I also would do that. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom, and if you brought those in, I'd tweet a couple photos and then send them to Huggins. They'd get them graded and auction them, and all you have to do is sit back and listen to the as the bids keep coming in on it.
Okay, great.
All right, thanks. Next on the line, we've got Pistol Pat. What's new, Pistol? What have you been up to?
Not much. The same old, like with anybody else.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got a couple items for you, T-Crown Tom. I got a Carlos Correa Bowman Plamen Prospect card. It's a gem mint, 9.5. The autograph's rated 10 out of Beckett, and it's a gem mint card. It's autographed, of course.
What year was that from? His rookie year?
No, for 2014. It's a prospect auto. I mean, it's before he actually, you know, it's considered a rookie card. It's like before that 2014 product.
So it was Bowman 2014 Bowman Platinum.
That's it, and it's autographed, and Beckett graded it. He gave it a 9.5 on almost everything, and autograph was a 10, so it's like a gem mint card auto of Correa. And then I have an Ichiro autograph cut signature out of 15 from the Leaf product a couple years ago.
Well, Ichiro's taken he's gotten hotter again now that he got the 3,000 hits. That Correa, I think, is $300 to $400 in a 9.5/10, but Ichiro, man, the 3,000 hit thing has... His stuff has always been hot, but it's taken a kind of another turn. So it'd be interesting to see what that would do now. Bill, would you be interested in that Ichiro in October, for instance? I don't know if he's going to announce his retirement or if he's going to keep playing, but the fact that he's passed 3,000 hits, is that something you'd be interested in trying to auction, Bill?
Oh, I think you're exactly right, Tom, and that's the fact that Ichiro now has a nice little short window of popularity, which those guys, those windows sometimes are short-lived, and you want to take advantage of them when they come about.
Yeah, so that might be something you'd want to send to Huggins for the October auction. I think that's the last week in October, correct, Bill? Or the last?
Actually, it's going to start October 31st and end November 10th.
Okay, very good. Yeah, so keep it in mind, Pistol. Yeah, I think right now Ichiro couldn't be much hotter. It's really pretty incredible what he did. I guess in Japan,
How many hits did he have in Japan? Do you know?
I'm thinking like 1,400, something like that.
Plus 3,000 here?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's really something amazing. Else. And doesn't he have the single-season hit record here, which didn't get that much publicity. People are so power-oriented. Those records get so much. But the single-season hit record, that's pretty cool when you think about it.
Yep.
I think he passed Wee Willie Keeler or somebody like that for the hits record, if I remember right. Steve from Ottawa's on the line. What do you have there, Steve?
Good morning.
Hi.
I have a 1971 baseball program from St. Louis Cardinals. It's signed by Billy Williams, Ron Santo, and Randy Hunley.
It's a 71 Cubs Cardinals program?
Yeah, from St. Louis.
Oh, so it's a Cardinals program. And you got the Cubs to sign it. Are you a Cubs fan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't see many Cardinal programs signed by Cubs.
No, that's
actually
a separate thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably still $100, but it's not something. It's kind of different, without a doubt. Do you see that very often, Bill? Where there's a big rivalry, like it might be Cowboys Redskins or Bears Packers, and it's the other team's program, but it's signed by your team's guys. Yeah, I don't see that.
No, you're right. You don't see that. It's usually the home team that's signing the program.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's kind of interesting. I mean, the Cub-Cardinal rivalry lives on. The Cardinals are kind of getting pounded for the most part by the Cubs this year, which they had it coming.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they've been picking
long
on the
overdue.
Cubs for a long time.
Long overdue.
Without a doubt. Okay, some of the other items from the Huggins and Scott August auction, other rookies in addition to the Lou Alcindor, who, of course, was later known as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, let's see, that Michael Jordan PSA 9 graded rookie card. What, that went for $4,600. The Michael Jordan stuff, I'm telling you, is really hot. Anything in a Bulls uniform is really hot. That's where what happened in when Panini took over the NBA exclusive license, they can't have Michael Jordan autographs in their packs. Well, they can't have them at all because Upper Deck has the exclusive, but Upper Deck doesn't have an NBA license. So when Upper Deck runs a basketball product, like in Goodwin, they can't have him in a Bulls uniform.
But if they can have his auto.
Yeah, they can have his auto. He could be golfing. He can be in a North Carolina jersey. He can be wearing a suit, but he can't be wearing a Bulls jersey where you can see the Bulls logo on it. So the Bulls logo autograph cards and relic cards like patches and thing of Michael have really taken off because they're not making them anymore.
Yep.
Now, maybe, let's say 3 years from now, Upper Deck gets the license back and Jordan and LeBron can come back in and NBA license stuff. I still think that past stuff will be hot. Because it's, you know, the originals, the new stuff would be hot again, though, if it came out again. Can you imagine a one-of-one, 2 years from now, a Jordan patch auto in a Bulls uniform after that's he hasn't crazy. Had him, how much that would go for?
I know it affects the value of that. It just seems to be ridiculous that Michael Jordan can't, for some reason, be in a Bulls uniform and have his auto in an Upper Deck product.
Well,
something's wrong with the licensing.
Yeah,
thing there,
and I think that's an NBA problem that the league needs to take care of. I mean, the companies are going to try to do what's going to make a company the most money.
Right.
So they're going to try to get those exclusives, but that doesn't help the collectors and it doesn't help the sales of basketball cards when you don't have all the guys with all the different looks in all the different products, or they pick the products that you have them in there.
Yep.
That doesn't help basketball sales.
They need to fix that.
I think they do.
Sure.
I think if you want to have an exclusive, it has to be
all or it's everything.
Well, no, they could do it outside of like for Upper Deck authenticated, like a signed jersey or something. You can have exclusive on that, but in the packs, they need to not allow the exclusives. The league needs to do that. I think. It'll be interesting if they do it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Now, Bill Huggins, the Huggins and Scott October auction, people have plenty of time to get things in. I've already sent a few things in. I'm sure things are starting to roll. So bidding will start in October. Go to HugginsandScott.com, and you can see what some of the final prices were of the August auction. Through the next few weeks, we'll be mixing in some of those prices as people call in and just give people ideas. And Vince, it's time to do the drawing.
This week's winner is Craig from Chicago. So, Craig, email me your address, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll send it out, deliver it right to your house or work free of charge.
And you have to do that by Thursday. But this is a great prize package. Two boxes over $150 in value. So, Craig, if you're still listening, email Vince at ERC Delivery and free of charge. They deliver it. It's on the house.
That's right.
The boxes are free. Delivery's free. What are you going to do? Okay, well, it's time for the end of another show. Check out HugginsandScott.com. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Don't forget, I'm at Triple Crown in Naperville 6 days a week. Thanks for listening, and have a great week, everybody.